This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the, you know, the solution, really. Isn't that what I always say? I want you part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, well, come on, everybody together. You're part of the problem. That's right. And that's the way I like to say it. You're part of the problem. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Don't get stupid. Either sign up for the email blast program. There's all kinds of stuff that you can sign up for up there. You know, the story that I've been following, I mean, everybody's following Corona this, Corona that. I got it. But what about Joe Biden's story? Every single day, more and more come out. Right? More information about the initial woman who said that she, you know, Tara Reid, that's right. That Tara Reid was sexually assaulted by him. And she's got a lot of credibility because there's a lot of people around her that remember the incident. Think about it. I don't want to be my brain dead. Think about it, though. Really. There's 8 other women behind her. And what does Pelosi do today? She comes out and she endorses Joe the Assaulter. Really. That's what we should call him. Joe the Assaulter. Is she going to get, I mean, is Tara going to get her day in court in front of a hearing? Is she going to be heard? I don't hear it. Hillary didn't say anything. Oblamo said nothing. Michelle said nothing. They're a bunch of hypocrites. This is it. I'm even disappointed in my friends that keep trying to get me to say something about Trump or, you know, hardcore negative about Trump. Well, let me tell you what. When you're on the right, and I don't mean right or left. I mean when you're on the right side of the issue, you always scream about Me Too. This is proof positive that you guys on the left, hard left especially, are a bunch of hypocrites. Why aren't you screaming for her to be heard? Why isn't anybody on the left really talking about it? Are you hearing about this on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG? Are you hearing this on any of those? Nowhere. But yeah, we're supposed to take you seriously. We're supposed to believe you want what's right for women. And if you're a woman in the Democrat Party and you think that they're for you, you are disillusioned. You are dealing with a single-digit IQ level. They don't care about you unless you're on their side. And even then, keep your mouth shut. Come on, think about it. Think about how many women on the right have been abused and mistreated. Not a word from the left. Not a word. And then on the left, when their women are mistreated, to keep their mouth shut, they're great people. They open their mouths, it's over. Or as we say in Boston, it's over. You know, it's a big of my coffee in the TRS cup? Oh, tastes so much better. You can order them online. And we're cleaning up the store. Trying to fix it as we go on. Anyway, so I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation. Part of the solution means a lot to me for you to be part of. You know, again, over and over and over again, There's no way. Look, I am so tired of hearing about me thinking that the coronavirus is fake. It's not fake. There is a virus. It's a coronavirus. I got it. Along with the Hong Kong flu and others. I got it. Understand. I mean, now we're talking about what? A worldwide epidemic with a pretty much less than 1% mortality rate. This we have to shut down the planet for. Are we serious? California, who has 40 million people, they have total cases about 45,000. Now they're all going like, oh my God, look at how quick they're rising. We didn't have the tests that we had before. It's not rising any faster. We're testing more people. Can I get some mathematicians to call in? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you're testing, you know, 10% more people a day, chances are the cases are going to go up by 10% now, aren't they? And then what I love is I'm talking to more and more people here in California that say that they're, you know, can't go a whole night without talking about the coronavirus, can you? That they fought the flu back in October, November. And we're finding more and more people are testing positive for the antibodies. So they've already had the flu. When Newsom comes out and says he doesn't want to really release us until they have a vaccine or near having a vaccine. There has been, I don't know if you guys know this. Remember I keep telling you to do your own homework? Don't listen to me or mainstream media. We've already had, the coronavirus has been around for a long time. Different forms, different variations, different strains, as they say. No one has ever. Come on. No one has ever created a vaccine for it. So what are we waiting for? All right, back to California for a second. California, there are 40 million plus people here in California. Because we can't count them all, because a lot of them are illegal. Total cases of coronavirus, about 46,000. Total deaths, almost 1,800. 1,800 people died. 40 million people in the state, right? And about 7,000 people, 8,000 people have recovered from the virus. Can you explain this to me? Maybe Kimberly Marin can on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Okie dokie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same. Okay. Federal tax management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on DCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you can get one of these.
Now, see, I put that on earlier.
Because there's some states actually talking about making you wear masks in your house. What are they going to do? Come in the house and check it out? There'd be some real gunshots going on. I'll just leave it at that anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her in because I can tell she's already hot under the collar. Kimberly Berain joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. You're stuck in the house too, right?
Of course.
Have you? How are you guys doing together?
Oh, we've done this before. I worked from home before, and he was home, so it's not. This is nothing new. Thank God, because we, you know, we've already been there, done this. So it's not a big deal for us. I truly do feel bad for people though who have never been home all day with their spouse to know whether or not they hate their guts or not.
Kids? What about kids?
Yeah. Especially teenagers. Oh my goodness.
Actually,
they'd probably just not bother you all day.
No, they just sit in the bedroom on their phone all day, right? I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
When we were younger, like my kids would be sitting at the table going, "What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? What about now? What are we going to shut up? We're going to have you paint the pool." Okay.
All right.
So listen, I want to know. It's getting more. It's coming out more and more and more. Pelosi today endorsed Joe the Assaulter Biden, and I want to know that when does somebody on their side, all right, decide that they're going to come out against, maybe not against this guy, but just to say, look, she deserves to be heard. Does she not deserve to be heard?
They aren't. They're not going to. That doesn't matter. Did Bill Clinton's accusers deserve to be heard?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Okay, no. So he's a Democrat. It doesn't matter. He can rape or sexually assault as many women as he wants. Democrats won't care.
Wow.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, but they're into what is it, the Me Too, right? I mean, they care about women, don't they? They, you know, every woman should be heard. How often do we hear that during the Kavanaugh crisis?
That's the only time we heard it. They don't. They literally don't care if the person's a Democrat, unless enough people come out against that person, like in Weinstein's case. They don't care.
Oh, they don't care.
Period.
I mean, seriously, they don't even care if it's a woman on the left. If they don't fall in line, they don't do exactly what they're told to do. They're done for, aren't they?
Yep.
You know?
Yep, pretty much.
So.
Yeah, the Me Too movement is an actual joke, which is unfortunate because women should be heard and the evidence should be weighed. But the Me Too movement, they don't believe all women, like they try to claim, quote unquote, and they try to, you know, they don't listen to evidence when it comes to if a Republican or a conservative is accused, and they don't listen to evidence if a Democrat is or leftist is accused, right?
That's amazing.
So it's kind of funny if you think about it, because they're not listening to any evidence against Biden, but they didn't listen to the evidence that countered that crazy childlike woman who was obviously lying.
Yeah. But, Kim, doesn't it bother you that their own rank and file doesn't see an issue with this? Or you're not surprised, probably.
I'm not surprised. No, I'm not surprised. Look, I can't tell you how many times I protested Bill Clinton, before Hillary even ran. He was honored at an event in New Hampshire, and we were protested him for being a rapist and serial sexual assaulter. That was before Hillary was even running. We were just protesting Bill Clinton in general. All the Democrats were still going, honoring him. They named their dinner after him, for God's sakes. They changed it later, but after enough people complained. But they were honoring him. So I've been protesting this stuff for a long time. But Democrats, they don't care if it's one of their own. They really legit don't care.
So I went back and forth with a friend of mine over the weekend about the corona, whatever you want to call it, not the coronavirus, I'm sorry, Republican versus non-Republican. And because I had made a comment that not every Republican is worthy of your vote.
Right.
And thank you. And I said, look, there are some Republicans out there that are worse than the Democrat that probably already has the seat or is running for the seat. And that's the problem. When we start voting R or D, there's an issue. You need to vote for the right person for the job. Now, granted, I've never seen many Democrats that stand out as somebody I want to vote for. But I mean, look at this guy in Georgia. Look at this Democrat in Georgia, okay, who had the spine to come out and say, hey, you know, Trump has done a lot for the black community and so forth and so on. And they pummeled him. And they wanted to censure the guy. To me.
What about that?
Go ahead.
But what about that Democrat woman from Illinois who they did censure? Because, God forbid, she said, you know what? Donald Trump helped, you know, and I got better from the coronavirus because he, you know, talked about hydrochloroquine, whatever.
Right, whatever it is, yeah.
They censured her.
I know. I don't consider, so freedom of speech is not number one for them now, is it? You know what I'm saying?
It never has been.
They think it has. Just ask them.
No, they're really the collective Borg mindset. They I've are. Seen it locally in New Hampshire politics. If you dare vote against your party, you're banished. You're banished if you're not hook, line, and sinker with them. It's you have to do what the leaders of your party want, or that's it. You're done.
Yep. No, I agree with
you. That's how they work.
I was explaining the dangers of this ideology that it's only Republicans, it's only Democrats, it's only whatever party you belong to, and how bad that it is. Because you have to have people of various, you know, ideas and ways of approaching things. You were in the data world, I was in the technology world. If we had people that thought exactly like we did, we probably wouldn't have got much accomplished. Because you're stuck in the way of doing things, right? Your people throwing ideas on the table, working things through, and you move through stuff faster. It's usually a better product, isn't it?
Of course it is. You don't want to just do the same. This is why I laugh about the left and Democrats is they, even though they know stuff hasn't worked in the past, they still get on that hamster wheel and still keep trying to do the same thing, even though it's failed every single time they've tried it before.
Yeah, drives
you know, and
totally insane.
That's not how you're supposed to do things. If you see that something didn't work, you try something different.
That's the way we've always done.
You don't keep trying
it.
The same thing.
But it's
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all right, we'll be right back. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing encouraging signs of progress in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over.
The SBA is beginning the process of approving loans for small business owners. This comes as $310 billion in funds was added to the Paycheck Protection Program. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultzo believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money in the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close in by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Fella once said,
you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the... Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. That means you get informed. You engage. If you spew party line, I won't even talk to you. I think that's nuts. Come up with your own reason why you believe something, why you don't believe something, and be able to support it. You know, I don't have to tell you nothing. No, you're right. You don't have to tell me anything. But when you start spewing the line that the party spews, you're going to get bit. Believe me, you will be bit, because they don't do their homework. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time kicking the week off, getting the stories rolling, and talking about all those things that nobody else wants to talk about over the weekend. Before we get into what you want to get into, did you watch, Weekend at Kim's?
What? Oh. I'm like, what? That took a minute. Yeah.
Weekend at Little Kim's. I mean, seriously. Is he dead? Come on, tell me. What do you think?
Is he dead? Is he not dead? Who knows? Well, if I were him, he should have... He's not the... Well, he never was the brightest bulb, but considering how much of a horrible person is, he should... he should have taken care of himself and stayed in better health, because I wouldn't want to go under the knife being a terrible, murderous dictator, would you?
They consider themselves, you know, gods to a degree. He really believes he's got some of the best doctors anywhere. And frankly, if you watch the man walking half the time, he's sucking air, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I were him and I was an evil dictator, there's no way in hell I would ever want to be put under to have anyone operate on me, because I know I wouldn't be coming out.
Yeah, that would be really, really scary. But his...
Seriously.
Yeah, no question about it. His sister is next in line, apparently.
And she looks like a psycho.
She is a psycho, and I'll tell you why. No, what happens, they actually say she's actually more of an animal than he is.
Okay? Yeah.
Think about it.
She's their propaganda minister, isn't she?
Yes.
God help us.
So she, somebody put up a meme of her when she was in junior high school, and she had a melon head, right? No, no definition, just a big fat head. And they said, "This was the girl you made fun of in school. Are you ready?" That's like,
oh God.
Can you imagine? She's got a list 9 miles long.
Well, you know how they say women have, like Amy Klobuchar had the resting bee face?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that Kim Jong-un's sister has the resting you-know-what face. Worse than the bee.
God.
I won't even say the letter.
No, please, thank you very much. But that ought to be interesting. You know, it would be interesting to see what happens and if there's a coup or something goes down or whatever because, you know, she is an animal from everything that I've read. Joe Biden. Does he make it to the? Will he make it to the nomination? And I don't mean health wise. You think they'll bump him in some way, shape, manner, or form?
If they were smart, they would. But here's the thing: I think they're going to push this COVID crap out through the election, so that they can try to push mail-in voting. They won't have real debates, because how bad would Biden be in a debate with Trump, right? Because Biden doesn't even know what room he's in at the time. He would be really bad in a debate. So I think they're going to push it. I mean, if they keep Biden, he's just going to be a puppet for the extreme left wing of the party. So it doesn't really matter. If they get him in there, at least he has really no say in anything that goes on or gets done. Jeez. So there's that. I mean, Obama was nothing but a puppet, too. But Biden is a moron and a puppet.
Do you know what he reminds me of? You ever see the movie Blazing Saddles? I mean, anybody who has it, something's wrong with them. But
years ago.
All right. Do you remember the governor in the movie? Played by Mel Brooks?
No.
Too bad.
I remember Mel Brooks in the movie.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. No, he just like, he's got that look in his face. And you've had Al Gore and others pretty much roll their eyes in interviews with him because he gets lost mid-sentence.
Yeah.
You know, he's two sentences.
It's bad.
Gone, right?
Just watching some of the clips of him, it is really bad.
I wonder how long
it's really bad. I think his... His wife is really horrible for pushing this and not telling him, get the heck out.
Yep. I agree with you.
It's bad.
She wants to be...
I'd feel bad for him if he wasn't such a jerk.
Yes, he is.
But I don't think they would get rid of him. And the reason I say that is that would be... So they already made it so Bernie couldn't win the nomination, right?
I know. That's amazing.
I think it would be way too much upheaval if then all of a sudden someone else came in. I mean, I don't know. I think it would... Unless it was somebody really awesome, but they don't have anyone.
No, you're exactly right. But what if who's he going to pick for VP? I mean, seriously, when you look around, he said that he would pick a woman... you know, Cheryl comes up and says, "You not only are you going to pick a woman, but you're going to pick a black woman." Okay.
Stacey Abrams said, "If he doesn't pick me, he's racist."
That's
basically
what I meant. Right, Stacey. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only are you going to pick a woman, but you're going to pick a black woman. Okay. All right. It's just amazing to me how they get away with this stuff, and nobody will question them about it. Notice that nobody will say a word about it.
No one gives him any kind of questions that he can answer anyway, so it really doesn't matter. And I'm not kidding. He's getting worse and worse by the day. I don't know what these people are thinking. It's really kind of cruel what they're doing to him. Never mind their party. I don't care about their party.
Oh,
but what they're doing to him?
They can't even agree. Yeah, what they're doing to him is terrible. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
I mean, Bernie might be completely out of his mind, insane with his ideology, but at least he can express coherent thoughts, even if they're stupid ones.
Oh, you gotta love the guy, though. At least he tells you, you know, what he's gonna do. That's why I tell people all the time. It's like,
I'm gonna give you all the free stuff.
We're gonna wipe out student debt. You know, I mean, it just doesn't stop. Everything's a freebie. Never tells you how he's going to pay for it, but everything is.
Because he can't.
So, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, you want to talk about the lockup, lockdown, shelter in place. You know, Newsom's out here. He wants us to shelter in place till there's a cure on the horizon. And I was reading today.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, because I was reading about the fact that
There has been six other times or six other strains of coronavirus that they have tried to make vaccines for, and they got bupkis. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. There's never been a vaccine for any coronaviruses. So Nuisance is a moron, but you knew that.
Yeah.
And anyone who says, and it's only Democrats I see saying this, we have to wait till there's a vaccine. There could be 2 years until there's a vaccine, you nitwit. And on top of it, there's never been a successful vaccine for any coronaviruses. Oh, my God. Listen, Joe, Democrats just want to make this as painful as possible for Americans. Yeah. They care nothing about Americans or this country. They want to mostly just destroy Trump, but they don't care that they destroy everyone in between. They just don't give a damn.
Right.
And I am dead serious about that. There was no need in the first place for them to do everything that they did.
Right.
And as we find more and more out about this virus, we know that they can indeed keep opening back up. We find out more and more it's the same population, only the percentage of the population that's vulnerable is even smaller than like your typical flu or pneumonia, because little kids don't typically die from it unless I don't even think any have, and if they have, it's because they had underlying conditions, which is part of the vulnerable population.
Yep.
But the majority of the people who are dying are in nursing homes, because as in New York City, Cuomo told the hospitals, oh, you send them to the nursing homes when they're getting better, except the nursing homes didn't isolate them and didn't have the properly take care of them.
How did that work out for them, right? I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Right?
It scares the heck out of me that all these people died in nursing homes, because what does that tell you about the people that are running the nursing homes? That means nobody was making sure that their workers coming in, because they were shut down from visitors, their workers coming in weren't potentially going to spread it.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to talk about Pelosi. She thinks that, well, maybe universal basic income should now be talked about seriously. Of course, not her money. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JERO, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And that's it. Be part of the solution. So I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to make my brains out with this anymore. And don't just believe what I tell you. Check it out. I make mistakes all the time. I get wrong information on a regular basis. And I'm just dumb enough to give it to you. So don't just believe it because I say it. Anyway, I'm Joe Pacino, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time and her insight on these things and what's going on. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Are you having, what's the weather like there? You getting any heat over there now, or are you still kind of cool?
It snowed in New Hampshire today. Not where I live, but up more, more up north. But no, it's chilly. It's,
so would that be global
warming? It's going to rain here all week.
Or global warming, or which pieces of pie would that be called?
Mother Nature. Mother Nature in New England.
These people make me crazy. So I know you didn't have a chance to grab this, and probably didn't have a chance to look at it, but I found an old 60 Minutes clip. Did you see that? about the swine flu in 1976?
I have not.
So Mike Wallace is on 60 Minutes. He's doing this interview. Now, I got to tell you something. In the 70s, he was a journalist. He was very much a journalist. He was pounding the guy about how they could play this game on the American people, force them to get vaccinations that they hadn't checked yet, force them to get vaccinations that they knew were doing harm to people. I mean, he was all over this guy. Anyway, and I would say, wow, I'm impressed. But back then, you could tell by the guy's face, he knew they were lying to the public, and they had. So this happens, and the government gets behind it, and you have to believe them, or else, apparently.
Yes. Yep. Excuse me. You know that's how it is. You have to believe them or else. If you don't believe what the government tells you or you question them, then you want everyone to die.
Yeah. Yeah. That, if I you love aren't, that one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. If you aren't a medical expert and you dare question a medical, quote unquote, expert, then there's something wrong with you. It's really, really, really bad. Yeah. As you know, and the listeners know, I've been questioning the models from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And they keep changing their minds about things. How the hell does anyone believe a darn thing, that the CDC says, or the WHO? I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, they just, it's like they're making stuff up as they go along. Like we just said, we know certain things about coronaviruses.
Mm-hmm.
They think this one might be more transmitted more easily, but it also seems to be that a lot of people get it, don't even know it, because it doesn't affect them at all.
Yeah.
And 99-point-something percentage of people are totally fine.
When you look at the real, again, I know we've been beating this to death, but I want to. When you look at the real numbers, and you look at the numbers that say, look, 10% of the people tested test corona positive, right? But 10% of those, or just under 10% of those, actually have active symptoms.
Right.
Think of the number that is. And when you
it's a very small, tiny percentage.
Yeah, we are less than a 1% mortality rate. That is not an epidemic. That is not a
virus. We are destroying the entire country because of this. Yeah. More people are going to die as a result of what they're doing to the economy. Yeah, and the backlash over that, then are going to die from the coronavirus. Yeah. I will guarantee you that.
You're making a big deal. They'll be fine because the government will feed you and take care of you and everything will just be...
The government can't feed you if the meat processing plants keep closing down. 12 are already closed down in this country. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
They can't just pull pigs out of their butt that turn into bacon.
Oh, you're right. They can't do that. You're exactly right.
Farmers, meat producers, all these people are having to destroy their products because they can't get them processed or because they can't get as much as they need processed because all the restaurants don't need them anymore.
They can't just
keep feeding all these pigs. They got other ones coming up, following up behind.
Yep.
This is really bad.
They were talking about, what would they say? They were thinning out their inventory or something along those lines is what they were saying, which really means they're going to have to slaughter these animals because they can't feed them and there's no place for them to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, they can't.
No.
And they have other ones. They have, you know, baby ones on the bat that are going to be future dinner coming up.
Right.
There's a whole people don't seem to understand. You don't just go to the grocery store and buy food. It doesn't just miraculously appear there.
What are you talking about?
Whole process. I'm really disappointed in Americans. I have to admit.
They gave up too fast. They gave in too fast, you know?
Oh, my God. Come on, government. I'm going to bend over, do what you want with me.
God.
That's basically what a majority of Americans said. And like I keep telling people, the Karens that keeps freaking out on people. Look, you stay home. Don't leave your house. You stay home. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You just stay home. And when the government tells you it's okay to come out, then you come out. But you stay home until then. And keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I can't. I can't either, because you're right. They gave up way too easy. They gave up way too fast. None of these, you know, does the government have a right to shut you down? Look, I know people aren't going to agree with me for a couple of days to try to get things under control and figure out, yeah, a couple of months? No.
No.
You know?
There's a woman in Texas who opened up her hair salon. I can't remember her name. I saw a brief thing on it. She opened up her salon despite, you know, the shutdown order.
Right.
She got fined. And she goes, they can keep fining me and say, don't let me open up my shop. I'm going to just start, have my stylist come and work out on the sidewalk. How's that? So many, you know, and a lot of the people who are saying, oh, you're awful for wanting to go back to work or open back up. Again, stay at home. No one's making you go back to work or making you go out to any of these places. And make sure you don't go to the grocery store while you're at it. But there are people, I know people who got laid off and still haven't gotten an unemployment check, and it's been weeks.
Oh, yeah.
People haven't gotten the stimulus, whatever the stimulus, quote-unquote, whatever. Still haven't gotten that. There are people who are literally going to have to shut down their small business that they worked years to build up, because they're going to lose so much income they can't make up for that.
Right.
They can't.
Oh, I agree with you. And they have to look at... These are people making business policies all across this country, and in Sacramento here, for me especially, who've never owned a business, but don't have a clue. That's what's scary.
Yep. You know, to me, it's open up a business. Your customers will decide whether or not they want to come.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. And I don't understand why you can have a big Walmart or a big grocery store open, but not one of these smaller retail stores. I don't get that.
I'm over at, I won't go to Home Depot anymore if I absolutely have to. So I'm over at Lowe's, and Home Depot has this big line around it. And what they're doing is they're only letting like 30 people to store at a clip. Okay? So I'm thinking to myself, so you can let 30 people in there. But you can't have a small church open, right? You got all those people in line. Go ahead and tell me how they're keeping their social distance or whatever. If I drive down the line, I can tell they're not, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy.
It's dumb. And all the people are like, so all these people, all these Karens who say, don't go out. You don't you dare. You know, especially about like the reopen protests. I'm like, okay. But I don't want to see you at a grocery store either, because it's no different.
Well,
I don't want to see you out at Walmart buying stuff, because that's no different. You know, and as I've said before, and I'm sure you've said it too, if the virus is that bad, every grocery store and retail store that's been open in this country would be shut down, because every single worker would be sick and they wouldn't be able to
that's
open.
Right. You're Listen, I would... God, I went over to another place that I'm not going to name, but they make you wear a mask. You cannot go in the store without a mask.
Yeah.
So, did I tell you about this already? I'm watching like 50 people in the produce section. They're picking up and putting down, you know, oranges and bananas and peppers.
They're feeling up the fruit during a pandemic.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And I'm going, hello. Are you disinfecting the fruit every time somebody touches it? Shouldn't there be a 6-foot limit between you and the fruit? I mean, what are you doing? You people are crazy.
Oh, God. They don't, you know, they don't get it. It's killing me, because that's what you see, all these people complaining and whining, and it's like, oh, my God, shut up.
You see people yelling, teachers yelling at kids because they see them outside without a mask on in their front yard.
Oh, my God.
Stay away from my front yard then.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell people who you are and where they go.
Kimberly Moore and GraniteCrock.com, and also ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, Kimberly. Always a pleasure to start the week off with you. Hey, Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. Gerard Lomero is going to join us in the next hour. Let's still see if he believes Trump will win in 2020. We'll be back in a little bit.